One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right, talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's our job. That's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with our producer, Robert DeCosa, the Duke, in Master Control. Thank you for listening and for being the most important part of what we do here on Tee to Green. Great to have you along for the ride. On today's show, Mother's Day edition of the show, sports psychologist, champion triathlete, and author Barbara Edelson Peterson returns. She'll talk about her new book. The book is titled A Whole Athlete Makes the Whole World Better. It's a call to action to competitors at all levels of sports. It's been out for a while, and it's doing what Barbara hoped that it would do. It's making a difference. Barbara Edelson Peterson joins us on Tee to Green today. She'll be up later in the hour. Up first, Mark Stewart, the CEO of Stewart Golf, will be joining us. Stewart Golf specializes in electric golf electric motorized push carts, also known as golf trolleys. We're going to talk to Mark about the health benefits of walking and using an electric trolley versus the benefits of walking and carrying your clubs or walking and using a pull or push cart. You might be surprised at the results of a new study. Mark joins us today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, is now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and thanks to the Sirius XM app, you can listen anytime, anywhere, any place. Just punch in Tee to Green on the SXM app and enjoy. I'm Jay Ritchie. Robert DeCosa in Master Control. We're teeing it up, talking golf with Mark Stewart. Next, right here on Tee to Green.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone, however you listen to Tee to Green these days, we do appreciate it. Hi, everybody. Jay Ritchie back with you for another edition of The Big Show. We've got Robert DeCosa in Master Control and our buddy Roscoe the Rockstar Dog standing by as well. It's great to have you with us along for the ride today. What a show we have later in the hour. Our guest, Barbara Edelson Peterson, will join us. Nelson Mandela said sports has the power to inspire, and Barbara's got a new book that does just that. The book is called A Whole Athlete Makes the Whole World Better. It's a call to action to competitors at all levels of sports, and we'll be talking to her later on Tee to Green. Our first guest is ready to go, and we're going to hop on the Tee to Green guest line and take you about halfway around the world to Great Britain. Mark Stewart, the CEO of Stewart Golf, he lives in Great Britain. His company is based there. And he's joining us right now here on Tee to Green. Let's see what kind of contact we got with Mark. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you sound like you're right next door.
That's great news. That's good news.
Wonders of technology. Yeah, good to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us. So let's talk about your company a little bit. Stewart Golf, you started back in 2004. And among other things, you produce the world's finest golf trolleys.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Can you, for our listeners, can you explain what exactly we're talking about when we say golf trolley?
Yeah. So, I mean, actually, it's a really good place to start. So just the word, to have a trolley or maybe a car or a walking car or an electric push cart. Basically, we design and manufacture electric push carts, basically, or electric trolleys, we would say here, but depending on where you are in the US, a trolley can be a what we would call a tram or whatever. But yeah, electric trolleys is what we do, the things that will take your golf bag around the course for you.
Well, congratulations on 20 years in the business. You ship products now to over 50 countries. So what's the demand like these days?
It's as strong as ever, really. I mean, we've been going for 20 years, so we're not new to the business. But we did see, like many bits of golf, through COVID, we had a huge increase in demand, and we've actually stayed pretty much on that same level ever since. And a really big part of that growth happened in the United States, where people for one reason or another. Mostly the restriction in sort of riding cart use. But yeah, people really started walking, and when they start walking, generally a proportion of those are going to start thinking, you know what, I don't want to carry a bag, I don't want to push a bag. What are my options? And that's when people start looking for us.
So how did you get into this line of work?
Oh, for me, wow. I mean, this so it goes back a little while, but my my grandfather originally had an idea, which was actually for a golf bag, and he had an idea where you would put the golf clubs the other way up in the bag. So he was from the north of England, where it basically rains the entire time, more than the rest of the UK, and was sick of his golf clubs and the grips getting wet. So he designed this thing where you could basically encapsulate the whole golf club. Now, that as an idea, I started making the first prototypes of that before I went to university. So that puts me at about 18 or 19 years old. So I was going to study engineering. Basically, through that period, we continued to develop that golf bag, but fairly quickly realized that basically it was going to end up being too big. See, that you have to have a golf bag just bigger than your driver. And particularly here in the UK and in Europe, our cars are not the biggest. So it was a nice idea, but wouldn't have worked. But that led us to thinking, you know what, we got this golf bag. We believe the best way of playing golf is using, basically, at the time when we designed it, the best experience was to have a remote-controlled electric caddy. And so we stopped looking at the bag and we just started looking at trolleys. And that was how we launched our first product. So, it took probably from the first idea to be in production was probably about 5 years, something like that. I mean, and there's a lot of garden shed type, sort of Heath Robinson engineering going on there. But yeah, from that point, we've just kind of gone from strength to strength.
Yeah, you started that in 2004. Then in 2015, you opened a subsidiary here in the United States that is based out of Houston. Did you benefit by starting in Great Britain first and then expanding to the U.S., or had it been the other way around, how do you think it would have worked out?
Interesting question, actually. I think the problem with the U.S. as a market for this kind of product is that when we started it, we'd actually already been selling via a distributor since about 2008 by that point. But the demand for electric trolleys, as we would say, was really, really, really low. It's not the default option for most U.S. golfers. It's most of the time you're going to somebody will meet you at the car and will take your bag and put it on the back of the car for you. So, to be honest, I think if we'd have tried to start it in the US, I'm not sure we would have ever got going. The difference is, I don't know if you've played a lot of golf on this side of the pond, but 98% of golfers walk in the UK. So it's a really natural progression to go from walking and carrying, walking and pushing or pulling, to walking with an electric caddy. It's a really sort of normal thing to do. So the reason that we actually looked to the US back in 2015 was that obviously the US is half of the world's golf. And so we were looking at it going, you know what? We believe the best way of playing golf is with our products. And by that point, we'd launched our Follow technology as well. So we're saying, look, we believe that we've got the best way of playing golf here. We need to put some really dedicated effort into the US market to basically try and convince some American golfers that we're right, basically. So I think starting here had to happen because it's the natural progression of what golfers use. But then actually bringing it to the US, I believe it's and we're seeing this now, that more and more people are walking all the time in the States. So I think we're in the right place at the right time now.
Yeah, I would agree. Stewart Golf specializes in electric motorized golf trolleys, or push or pull carts, as they're known more commonly here in the U.S. We're talking to the CEO, Mark Stewart. So there was a bit of a learning curve, I guess you might call it, for U.S. golfers, more so than when you started in Britain.
Oh, without doubt, yeah, and it's still happening now. So, I mean, as you mentioned, obviously, most people can tell from my accent, I'm not from the US. But I do get to visit very, very regularly, and every course I go to, there will be people that literally I can't get from the parking lot to the pro shop without being stopped by somebody that. And actually, this is interesting because initially it would be, what is that? And just didn't know anything about it. Whereas now, a number of years later, people will talk to me and will have a bit more of a base of knowledge around the category. They'll have seen them. They'll have seen them online. They'll have seen people review them in the sort of whatever it might be on social media, etc. So there's definitely more knowledge of the category, but we're starting from a really low base. So the more, I mean, this is why I'm grateful for you, Jay, the more opportunity we get to talk about walking and just all the benefits of that anyway, and then obviously the virtues of the product that we've designed, then the quicker that uptake is going to be.
Yeah. I got to say, from my own experience of playing golf, about 3 or 4 years ago, I was paired up with somebody who had a motorized pull cart for the first time ever, and I wasn't all that impressed. But then the last couple of years, I got an opportunity to play last year a couple of times with somebody who had one, and I was jealous because it was just they had improved so much, and they were so much easier to use, and I just was envious of the fact that they had one of those carts, and I'm thinking about getting one myself.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So what I tend to do, so I'm back and forth across the Atlantic playing golf and trying to do demos with, to be honest, most of the time anybody that will listen to me. And what's interesting is that 9 times out of 10, the people that I play golf with have never used an electric caddy before. So I hand them this sort of the remote control handset, and it's all very alien to them. My test basically is that I know when the product started working really well, or when they kind of get the product, when we stop talking about it. So the second we start talking about sort of the favorite courses we've played, or our kids, or vacations, or whatever it might be, that's when I know the product is basically started to work for them. And yeah, that point normally comes somewhere between sort of 5 and 9 holes is normally what it takes. And then after that, they're just using it. It's like they're sort of driving a car.
Hey, Mark,
or something.
We need to take a break. We're going to come back and talk more to Mark Stewart, CEO of Stewart Golf, the benefits of walking and motorized golf trolley today here on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, Skywatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for tuning us in today. I'm Jay Ritchie, Robert Dickhosen, Master Control, and our guest is Mark Stewart, the CEO of Stewart Golf. They're a Great Britain-based company that began back in 2004. Stewart Golf produces the world's finest golf trolleys, motorized electric pull and push carts, and we're talking to Mark. I'm going to get into the benefits of using these carts health-wise and exercise-wise. The average golf course is over 3.5 miles long, whether you're walking or riding. The average golfer can burn anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000 calories for every 18 holes, depending on the size, the gender, and build of the golfer. And other than riding in a golf cart, people usually do it this way. They walk and carry their clubs. They walk or use a pull and push cart, or they can walk now and use an electric push cart and trolley. Mark, there was a study done recently about the benefits of doing all of those things, and I think for our listeners might be a little surprised with the outcome.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that, so with my engineering background as well, that I always want to try and prove the benefits of something statistically if I can. So we were working with a gentleman called Professor Graham Close, who's a sports nutritionist, and he's got work for the European Tour and the Ryder Cup and a whole load of top level sports teams. Anyway, the results were that pretty much if you're walking the golf course, regardless of how you choose to transport your bag, then you're going to get pretty much the same benefit. So one of the things that we often get sort of leveled at both us as a company, but also as sort of us as a product category, is that, if I'm going to walk, to really get the exercise, I want to carry, because that's what proper golfers should be doing. And actually, so what this study proved is that really all of the benefit that you're getting is from the walking. The difference between sort of the calories you burn between carrying and using one of our electric caddies was, I think it was something like 90 calories. It's like a cup of blueberries or something like that. So it's really negligible. But the real thing that was interesting is that it's how the other parts of the sort of the physiology work. So if you're carrying or even you're pushing, actually, your heart rate tends to go up and down quite a lot. So the variation in heart rate goes up and down significantly. Whereas if you're just literally just walking around using a remote control, using the follow function. It's as close to having an actual human caddy as really you can get. So there's a couple of things. One is actually you're going to get basically the same amount of benefit from a health point of view. So we know that 60% of our customers in the US, they walk because they want the fitness. So that's fantastic. So you know you're going to get the same benefits really from just walking the course, carrying or using an electric trolley. But to be honest, the bigger thing is that we hear this, and this is really hard to prove, but very clear anecdotally, is that people just tend to enjoy their golf more when they walk. So they feel just physically feel connected to the golf course. We have lots of our customers that say, actually, that if they have one bad shot, if they're in a car and they just whiz to the next ball, but they're there in 3 or 4 seconds or whatever it might be, maybe not 3 or 4, but you know what I mean, 10,
right.
That actually one shot can become two bad shots, can become a bad hole, and all of a sudden your afternoon's ruined. Whereas actually a little bit of headspace to just walk and clear your mind before you get to the next short shot and actually prepare for the next shot as well can just really reap dividends in both your experience of the round of golf, but also in your scores as well. So we see lots of our customers report that actually their scoring does improve, which, again, the engineer in me kind of doesn't like this bit because I can't prove it very well, but we hear it overwhelmingly from an anecdotal point of view that both physical health but also from a mental health point of view, it just people enjoy the round an awful lot more. So I mean, obviously I'm massively biased, but
yeah,
all of our customers say the same thing, and it's the exact experience that we have as well. I think really that's why we're passionate about trying to spread the word as much as we can, because we just think people have a better time.
Yeah, I like to walk, and I play better when I walk, so this is good news for me. So basically what we're saying is the best exercise comes from walking the course and playing your shots with the motorized trolley, not from dragging or lugging your clubs around.
Yeah, exactly. Well, to be sort of technically accurate, there were differences, but they were so slight that really, by the time you've had a snack and a nine holes, the difference is basically negligible. So, really, the focus is definitely on if you're walking the course, then you've got 99% of the benefit right there.
Technology. You started with the X1 remote. Now your big thing is the Q-Follow. Tell us about the difference there.
I mean, so really, the X1, when we started, what we wanted to try and achieve was to have something that, A, was the best performing golf trolley in the world. So by that, what I mean is it was really stable. It's basically, when you use it, you don't need to worry about it. It's going to take all the hills and the bumps and the tree roots and all that kind of stuff in its stride. And the second thing was that it had to look like $1 million. So this has got to, it can't be a product somebody's going to go, well, you know what, I'm too old or too injured to carry, so I'll use this as a disability aid. We didn't want that. We wanted this to look so people saw it on the fairway and went, wow, what is that? Mm-hmm. And that's what we feel we achieved with the X1. So, but that's 20 years ago. So obviously things move on. Now the Q-Follow, fundamentally, actually, we've still got the same principles. So performance is what we're all about. This has got to be the best product on the golf course. So we've got a patented mechanism for our stabilizer. So this is the sort of the fourth wheel, if you will, that kicks out of the back of the product. So if it goes up a hill, it will just sort of wheelie up there until it gets to the flat again. And the other thing with the Q is part of that mechanism is that it folds up really, really small. So this thing will go in the front of a Porsche 911 if that happens to be your drive of choice. So it's really small, really compact. But the other big thing that we've developed since then is our follow technology. This is for us is a real game changer. So we actually first launched follow actually in 2014. But having the ability to literally just press a button, we got a little handset, just easily goes into the palm of your hand, pop that onto your back pocket or your belt, and just walk. It's the most amazing feeling that literally you're walking along, not a care in the world. The trolley is just going to sit a couple of yards behind you, and you're just walking with complete freedom. Freedom's a word that comes up a lot with our customers. The freedom to just basically either to think about what you're doing next or just to talk to your friends and just enjoy the experience. So those are the big things.
Last question, as we're running out of time here. Technology is expensive. Are they getting any cheaper? What's that like from a cost standpoint?
Not really. The thing is, electronics get cheaper. The problem is, and particularly for us, is that we pride ourselves on being really innovative, and we're always trying to do things that people haven't done yet. So we pioneered following technology. We're always working on the next 2 or 3 years worth of products. So the downside to that, well, the upside is that it's great fun as engineers and as a business. The downside is that obviously that costs money. So our products for the Stuart brand will never be cheap, just because we're always trying to push the top end of the envelope. The good news is, though, as an industry generally and as a category, because there's more demand, there are more options. So obviously we're not the only show in town. There are other companies out there that have a few fewer features and maybe don't look quite as cool, but there are price points out there for everybody. So it's a broad church. So like I say, I want people to buy Stuart products, but actually mostly I want to be promoting walking in the state, because I think there's a huge, huge benefit for the golfing population to realize.
All right. How can people get more information?
So they could head over to stuartgolfusa.com or look for us on all the normal social channels and things. But yeah, just look for Stuart Golf and you'll find us.
All right, Stuart Golf, that's the CEO, Mark Stuart. Mark, great job, and we'll get you back sometime. And I've got a million more questions to ask you about this, but we're out of time for today. But thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Jay. Really appreciate the time.
Mark Stuart, CEO of Stuart Golf. Check him out, stuartgolf.com. We'll come back. Barbara Edelson Peterson joins us next on Tee to Green.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan?
Total.
At an amazing price?
Total.
With no contracts?
Total.
Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after your enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time
time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
PSA for anyone who's not the best at remembering dates. Mother's Day is May 12th. Luckily, finding something she'll love is easy. Just go to Kohl's. I got a Sephora fragrance set for $35. Then with the extra 20% off, I scored cute PJs for just $19.99 and jewelry for under $30. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash and found even more great prices across the store. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 12th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's Destination Listening for dedicated golfers. You can stop looking. You found it. It's T.D. Grain. It's The Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie. And a quick reminder and a quick message from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program, talking about the 2024 Green Saver. Tired of paying too much for golf? Well, we've got the answer for you. Check out the Green Saver. It's now available in book or mobile format. You can save with half-off green fees, two-for-ones, and other discounts, plus their discounts on carts, equipment, club fittings, lessons, golf travel, and much more. All of that for just $49. The more you play, the more you're going to save. For just $49, enjoy some great golf without breaking the bank. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. And don't forget, now all Greensaver members get a free membership to Brewsaver, which is Colorado's beer, wine, and spirits discount program. For more info or to order, go to greensavergolf.com and never pay full price to golf again. Well, as I mentioned in the open of the show, sports has the power to inspire. Those are the words of Nelson Mandela. Barbara Edelson Peterson is a sports psychologist, brand ambassador, champion triathlete, and she's an author. Her latest book is called A Whole Athlete Makes the Whole World Better. It's a call to action to competitors in all levels of sports and at all levels of sports. And we had Barbara on the show recently, and she began the interview by telling us the book actually came about by accident.
I broke both of my heels, and I was on my way to Europe to the European Xterra Championships, and the bike was in the hall, the airporter van was about to arrive, well, was going to arrive at 3 in the morning, and I was getting a gift for the race director. I thought he would just love, way up in the closet, and I monkeyed up there, and I lost my balance once I reached in a bag and got the gift, and fell and broke my heels. My world stopped, and I realized probably in day 8, let's just say, because the first thing you do is have to just deal with yourself and living in a wheelchair and having a very different kind of existence. I realized, wow, I've been living in a bubble. And like you said, Jay, just self-absorbed, exclusive, worrying about the challenges that only involve me. And I thought, wow, you know, I love being a champion in sport, but I want to also be a champion of humanity. I want to be a champion of the environment, and I haven't a clue about any of it. I just was focused on myself and my daughters, who are also elite athletes. And basically, a tidal wave of shame came over me, and I kind of was like, how fast can I change? What can I do? The long and the short of it, though, is as I was saying, I want to be a champion in sport. I want to be a champion of humanity. I want to be a champion of the environment. I want to be a whole champion is how I coined it. And my nonprofit, in terms of how fast did I change, my nonprofit is Whole Champion Foundation. And I wrote basically the first book, the signature book, and the ethos is a whole person makes the whole world better. And it's really about embracing all that we athletes do and all that it takes, but not, like you said in the introduction to your show, not stopping there. There's, our world needs all of us. And athletes, as natural role models, can really do a lot to inspire positive everywhere they go.
So the book is called The book is called A Whole Athlete Makes the Whole World Better. When you sat down and sort of examined your life and looked at the entire spectrum, where do you start with something like that?
That's a really great question. I like I said, a tidal wave of shame came over me. I just, wow, okay, now what? Because I got to make up for lost time. So the first book is A Whole Person Makes the Whole World Better. And the second book, which is really my life work, is A Whole Athlete Makes the Whole World Better. And I'm very proud of it. But basically, positive change happens when we take what happens through awareness, responsibility, and action. And I'm now very clear on all of this day. I've got it. You know, I've got it down. I've got it, kind of a formula. And it happens when each one of us understands today there's very little separation between personal, social, and environmental responsibility. And so in answer to your question, I spelled that out in the signature book, let's say, the A Whole Person Makes the Whole World Better. And I define personal and then social and then environmental responsibility and then what that means in terms of being a whole person. And in the whole athlete book, personal responsibility is quite different. And I go into mindfulness, I go into balance, I go into hydration, nutrition, adrenal health, and awareness. And then we move into other things besides self. And that's more or less the social and environmental and whole athlete part.
Yeah, we don't mean to imply that all athletes are selfish and don't get it, so to speak. But did you, when you were putting the book together and you were starting to put the information together to write the book, did you look around and see some athletes who were doing it right and use them as an example?
Yeah, and there are plenty. There, you know, more and more, I would say, athletes recognize their significant role, that they have a platform. And there are, I mean, there are famous athletes from every sport who really are stepping up and who are speaking out and who are causing people to understand certain issues. Like somebody might take on bullying, somebody might take on human trafficking, somebody is taking on, like Simone Biles, is mental health, for goodness sake.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, some athletes are huge environmentalists and their sport has a huge impact, like, you know, golf. And so yes, there's plenty who are stepping up, but more and more really need to just step a little, expand their bubble and include awareness and care.
Have you heard from a lot of athletes who read the book, and what kind of feedback are you getting from the ones that you've heard from?
Such a great question. I've heard from all sorts of athletes, from golfers and all around the world, by the way. There are some Swedish golfers that have my book because I know them, and they test around and they absolutely love it. There are ski racers who, their eyes have been opened. Gymnasts, tennis players, swimmers, runners. Since I'm a triathlete, it's very easy for me to share this book and all of my work with not only triathletes, but endurance runners, and swimmers and cyclists, off-road and road. So, yeah, I've gotten people are thanking me, which is very rewarding.
Yeah, you make a point that the payoffs of stepping up and the payoffs of courage and these kind of efforts to create change aren't always immediately obvious. Sometimes it can take a while. But yeah, like you said, you got them thinking, and I think that's really important.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, the three pillars of my nonprofit, Hold Champion, is awareness. You know, first awareness, and then responsibility, and then action. So it's not just being aware. And with students, I'm doing so much work in schools, which is just great, basically about stepping up and making a difference. It's really, okay, what's the impact? Being aware and going, oh, yeah, we really should do more. Well, that's not really what I'm after. I'm really after action. But once once there's awareness and once you understand care and that we can actually impact something. But, you know, I do want to say one thing just in terms of the athlete book and who might all be listening this morning, which is, you know, I kind of feel like whole is what's been missing in the cachet of champion throughout history, because a champion today, let's just say, isn't always the winner. It's not always the trophy or stepping up onto the highest step of the podium. It's really about just doing your best to make a difference while you're a champion of your own life. And I think that's all we really need is people to do their best while doing their part for the greater whole.
Yeah, that's a great point. The book is called A Whole Athlete Makes the Whole World Better, Making Your Voice and Actions as Strong as Your Body. Treehouse Press, hardcover edition. It's only 99 pages, and it's around $20, $19.95 online or at a bookstore near you. And our guest is the author, Barbara Edelson Peterson. And to kind of along the lines of what you just said, tell us about the Whole Athlete Pledge.
Well, it's just basically, let me pull it out here. It is kind of a formal way to just say, I got it, Barbara. You know, I got it. I pledge to do my best to make a difference. Do you want me to read it so the audience can hear it? Do we have time?
Yeah, we got about a minute.
It's very short. So the pledge goes like this. I recognize that our world requires a monumental shift and that I can be an athlete who steps up to make a difference. I understand the time is now to champion the well-being of myself, other people, and the whole planet. I pledge to do my best to make a difference.
Her name is Barbara Edelson Peterson. Her book is called A Whole Athlete Makes the Whole World Better. It's a call to action to competitors at all levels of sports. And if you're interested in the book or in getting more information about what Barbara is all about, you can go to wholechampion.org to find out more information. That's W-H-O-L-E, wholechampion.org. Barbara Edelson Peterson and the book A Whole Athlete Makes the Whole World Better. Hope you enjoyed that. A little bit of a Tita Green archive interview for you there. We're not done yet. We're going to come back and take a look at what's happening on all the major tours. And Bernard Langer is back competing on the Tour Champions at age 66 and about 3 months after a torn Achilles tendon. Can you believe that? We'll talk about that and more as we continue with Tita Green on this Mother's Day edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf, another hour just flying by here on Tee to Green, but we're not done yet. Let's take a look at what's happening on the Pro Tour, starting with senior golf and the Tour Champions. It's a major for the old guys. They're playing in Birmingham, Alabama, the region's tradition, and Doug Barron and Ernie Els lead a star-studded leaderboard. They're tied at the top at 13 under par. Padraig Harrington, 12 under. Steve Stricker, Charlie Weed, two shots back at 11 under. And then Kenny Perry and KJ Choi are in the hunt at 9 under heading into the final round today. Bernard Langer returning to golf after tearing his Achilles tendon about 3 months ago. He actually returned a week ago at the Insperity Classic in Texas and had a pretty nice comeback. He finished around 30th with a score of +2 for the tournament, and he's riding and walking. He's riding in a golf cart and walking in the event this week, and he's at 7 under par, 6 shots back going into that last round today, probably too far back to win it, but top 10 finish for Langer at this point, coming off of Achilles tendon surgery, and at 66 years old, not bad, and he's only going to get better. PGA Tour, Myrtle Beach Classic, Dunes Golf Course in Myrtle Beach. Chris Gotter up at 18 under par, has the lead there, 4 shots better than a trio of Robert McIntyre, Eric Van Rooyen, and Jorge K. Campillo. No big names in that event. They're all getting ready for the PGA Championship next week in Lexington, Kentucky. And ladies tour, the Cognizant Founders Cup, Clifton, New Jersey. Madeline Sagstrom, 19 under. Rose Zhang, 18 under. Nelly Korda in third place at minus 8. 11 shots back, trying for a sixth consecutive LPGA Tour win. I don't think Nelly's going to make it this week. Hey, thanks to Mark Stewart, CEO of Stewart Golf, for joining us today to talk about motorized electric golf trolleys. If you want more information on that, go to stewartgolf.com. And I hope you enjoyed the Tee to Green reprieve of Barbara Edelson Peterson, and a whole athlete makes the whole world better as well. That's going to do it. Thanks for joining us today. Get out, play some golf, and hit them long, hit them straight.